Siegfried is a Norse hero, one of the most demanding roles in all opera. He slays dragons and has to sing about it in Götterdämmerung, the twilight of the gods, the last opera in Wagner's Ring cycle. New York's Metropolitan Opera is currently presenting Götterdämmerung, now starring the famously demanding role of Siegfried as a singer who was understudy for the part until just a few months ago. J. Hunter Morris joins us from the Metropolitan Opera. Thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, I'm so pleased to be with you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, you were born in Paris.
Yes, sir. Paris, Texas. It's not exactly a breeding ground for opera singers or classical musicians, but I feel like the luckiest kid in the world to grow up down south and have the upbringing. There were not a whole lot of indications that it would lead me here to the stage with Metropolitan Opera.
Well, how did you get to know opera?
Well, you know, I sang my whole life. My father was a Southern Baptist music minister, and my mom was the church organist, and I did all the things that every other kid in America does. I sang in the church choir, and I sang in high school in the rock and roll garage bands, and I wasn't really good at anything. I was okay at a lot of things. I moved to Nashville after college, and was pursuing, some gospel and some country music. I was very involved in ministry back in my youth. But I didn't really have a fire or much of a passion for any of those things. And a friend took me to see Traviata in Dallas. And I was so mesmerized by the whole process. And that I kept asking my friend the whole night, oh, wait a minute, are you sure they don't have microphones? I mean, we're in a 3,000-seat house, and this lady's laying on her back singing. I don't understand. How can she use her voice like that? I was so fascinated by the whole process. And, you know, I hung around afterwards, and I talked to the cast as they were coming out. And if you can believe it, the tenor was Alfredo Kraus, who is, you know, a legendary singer and a kind gentleman. And he pointed me to a fella that I went and had a voice lesson with, and Mr. Hayward said, you know what, son, you might have a voice in there. You know, it's going to take a little work, but if you want to come here and work with me, we'll see what we can do. And it really has been my love for this art form that has propelled me forward, and it's thrilling.
Let's listen to a little bit of you, if we could.
Okay.
What shape was your career in, say, a couple of years ago?
My phone over the last 5 or 6, 7 years was learning not to ring. And I got, a few things here and there. I'd got some small roles. But, you know, I felt like I was in the twilight and that things were quite possibly grinding to a halt. And I got an offer from Spate Jenkins a few years ago. He said, look, son, I know you probably don't know Siegfried, but I think there's a chance that you could sing this well someday, and I'm going to give you an offer. I'd like you to be the understudy here in Seattle when we do it. And I said, yes, sir, thank you very much. I would love to, because it was really the only card on the table, and you just take it a day at a time, and that's what I've been doing really for 23 years. I've been just taking little baby steps, getting a little better, getting a little stronger, getting my throat to obey me a little bit more every day. So here I am. Mr. Simon, let me tell you something. Learning this thing is a nightmare. It is so long. It's so hard. And, you know, you might have picked up that German is not my first language. So, you know, it was a massive undertaking, and I just thought I would never learn it.
You still follow country music?
Yes. Guilty as charged. Yes, sir, I do. I listen to country and I listen to jazz and gospel, too.
I wonder, any chance for mixing genres in your career?
Let it be. In the words of John and Paul, let it be. Absolutely. You know, if I'm honest with you, I dream of having an opportunity to get to sing some country music again someday.
J. Hunter Morris from the Metropolitan Opera in New York is currently playing Siegfried in Wagner's Ring Cycle. Thanks so much. Good luck to you, Mr. Morris.
So nice to meet you, Scott. Thank you.
The Met is broadcasting Gotterdammerung in HD at select theaters around the world today. Mm-hmm.